This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Abdul Carter situation. So we had a little bit of news that came out yesterday. Abdul Carter, not only did he have his, he had a shoulder injury that he was coming back from. You said he was like playing on one, with one arm in the Notre Dame, you know, playoff game.
Well, even their playoff game before against, who that would have been against SMU, right?
Boise State game.
And like, did they need him at full strength to beat Boise? No, of course not. Penn State was always going to win that game. But, you know, he was not fully healthy, I think, throughout their entire playoff run, is fair to say.
All right. Well, I am reading the story from CBS Sports where it says his medical evaluation could complicate his stock. According to these reports, tests revealed this week at the Scouting Combine Indy that Carter has a stress reaction in his right foot, could undergo surgery. Drew Rosenhaus said there are mixed opinions on whether he needs surgery, and they'll figure that out in the near future, and that is his agent. So I have been a little more lukewarm, I think, on Abdul Carter than most. Kind of felt that way, like, when we were talking earlier in the show about Abdul, it seemed like you were a little higher on him than I was.
Right. I think he'll be a really good player. Do I think he's going to be Myles Garrett? No, I think those guys don't come around very frequently, but I think that he's a Pro Bowl caliber edge rusher. And anytime you can add one of those, especially when we're having in the Browns very much need a quarterback, and that's much more important. I get all that. But especially when we're talking about a quarterback class that maybe Kevin Stefanski loves, but we don't love, right? I think if there was a surefire Pro Bowl quarterback or two in this draft, we're not talking about Abdul Carter as being the number one overall pick, but there are some drafts where there's not a great quarterback at the top of it. We saw that a couple years ago. I think we're seeing that this year, and that opens up the door. Even if a guy isn't an elite edge rusher, the way that I don't know Abdul Carter will be, but he's good enough to justify saying, hey, this guy's probably the best player in the draft. Even that might not mean he's going to be a Hall of Famer, but doesn't mean you're wrong about him being the best in this specific draft either.
Well, could he possibly be the next Micah Parsons? This from Matt Miller, ESPN.
I don't think it's going to be like Micah Parsons where he plays two positions right out of the gate. I think he's going to come into the NFL as an edge rusher. Micah Parsons now is who I think Abdul Carter can become. He said he's going to be a game changer. I absolutely agree with him. He is by far the best player in this draft. And I think the rookie who has the best traits to come in and be that day one guy that the Titans need.
You know, when you look at his highlights and where he stands up sometimes he's in more of a stance. They moved him around a lot at Penn State, and he was just a dominant player last year in college. I always find it hard, though, a lot of these highlights that you see where he's getting the quarterback, he's just running around a slow-footed tackle and getting to the quarterback at ease. At the next level, there's so much more when it comes to footwork and hand, like the Boses would always talk about, you know, how much the hands and getting leverage are going to be a big part of that. And the only negatives I've seen at all on him, and it's not even the size, like he talked about playing at 248, which is on the lighter side, but there have been plenty of examples of guys that have been really good rushing the passer,
right,
that have been at that size. It's just tough When I always love listening to evaluators on how they look at, all right, he's getting by guys just out of sheer speed. That stuff, he's got to really fine-tune that footwork at the next level. And what is he going to be when it comes to stopping the run? There are some great highlights of him in the postseason of him. I remember Ken was salivating over one of these plays where he ran the distance of the field like two times over to stop a ball carrier. You know, NFL's a little different. You don't have all that time in the world. And so it's hard because when Myles Garrett came out, it was like, oh my God, this guy is worth not taking quarterbacks. That's how great of a profile he has coming out. If you had better quarterbacks in this draft, we'd be talking easily about just taking the better quarterbacks.
Right, but we're not living in that world.
No,
the door
not right
is open
now.
For him to be the number one overall pick. Like, I think he's going to be a really good player. I do. Do I think that he's going to be somebody that reaches the level Myles Garrett's on? Probably not, because that guy doesn't come around very frequently. But the door is open for him to be the number one overall pick, partially because he's really good, but partially because Shedeur Sanders is fine. Cam Ward is fine. Like, there's not
a... Do you think Cam Ward's a little better than Shedeur Sanders?
I don't necessarily think that. I think that Cam Ward probably turns the ball over a little bit too frequently for me, and I just think that there are a lot of... There are very few examples, I should say, of that getting better when you get to the NFL, right? Like, you think of Josh Allen as that's a guy that got more accurate when he reached the NFL. And I do worry, too, about the age thing, too. When you're talking about a guy that has been in, has played college football for, what, 10 years, Cam Ward? Like, he's been around for a long, long time. And you just wonder what the ceiling there is. I think he's a nice player, but I don't think he's a franchise quarterback.
216-474-0092.
I mean, do you think I'm wrong?
Well, here's what I would say, because I would take Cam Ward. I mean,
take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
If he's there at number two and Abdul Carter just goes off the board at number one, I'm running to the podium to take Cam Ward.
Running?
Yes, because all along, I've been trying to convince myself that Shedeur is good enough. And I've thought that, I know everybody's kind of representing it as 1A, 1B with Cam and Shedeur. I've thought Cam was better kind of throughout the process. But, you know, we've been sitting here with Ken. I've been sitting here, you know, debating whether or not I would take Shedeur if he's there and Cam goes number one. And I've got a lot of Browns fans saying, no, you take Abdul Carter. I'm nervous about Abdul Carter. I just don't think he materially changes your win total. I just think we've seen Myles Garrett was on a 0-16 team. I mean, and he was really good. He's not what he is now, but he was really good. Hopefully, obviously, they have more talent now that wouldn't be the case. But I can't guarantee that if they go get Abdul Carter and they go after Kirk Cousins, like, I can't tell you they're going to win six games or more. Like, I don't know that to be
Are you
case.
Worried about the injury stuff with Abdul Carter now? Because, I mean, the foot thing popped
bit,
up.
It's a little bit. You said you actually know about what this injury could potentially be.
Well, I mean, I
don't
know if it is a Jones fracture, I do find that interesting because that is something that can pop back up. So a Jones fracture, and we don't know that's what this is, but there have been several athletes that have had this. Like Kevin Durant missed a year when he was with OKC a decade ago with that, and it hasn't really popped back up since. Des Bryant had this injury when he was playing for the Cowboys. It could be as simple as you have a surgery, you have a screw put in, and then 8 weeks later you're fine, and you never think about it again. It could be a case where you have a surgery, a screw gets put in, it doesn't necessarily take, and you break it again, and you end up missing 2 years.
Yeah, like, Danny, I get any time.
That happened to me. Like, I had this injury when I was in college. I broke my foot, had to have surgery, had a screw put in, came back, broke it again, had to have another surgery, missed basically a year and a half of football because of it.
And like, you haven't sniffed the NFL. Because
and
of
I
it.
Have not sniffed the NFL. Instead, I'm getting my bank account closed. If I were in the NFL, that wouldn't happen.
So, well, anytime I'm in Cleveland, and this is probably too old for you, but anytime we're talking screws in feet, I'm thinking Zydrunas Ilgauskas,
right.
And that immediately scares the bejesus out of me, especially for a pass rusher and someone who I'm not totally sold on anyway. So that is one thing I'm thinking about. Now, we don't know. We're going to get more specifics, and ma'am, you go to the combine. I mean, you are getting the brunt of these tests, these physical tests. We're going to find out, you know, how damaging that is. I wonder if it changes for anybody down there. This is why you don't go to the combine. I love how fans always make up their mind before anybody even gets to the combine. And I'm like, teams aren't doing that. Teams are not sold on these guys before the combine. Like, we've heard how the Baker Mayfield ascendance happened. Like, John Dorsey was not completely sold on Baker Mayfield before the combine. Yet fans, love how fans call us and are like, this guy's off the list. Undraftable. But this other guy, you got to go get. It's like, you're not at the combine.
I mean, sometimes teams aren't sold on guys and they draft them. That happens.
You're not lying.
That
yeah.
happens. Guys will get picked that the team is not sold on that player, but they pick them anyways.
Yeah, we have Mary Kay Cabot joining us in roughly 9 minutes. Brett in Madison. Go ahead, Brett. First of all, Abdul Carter, if he's there at number two, what are you doing?
We're taking him.
Yeah, this stuff doesn't scare you off at all.
It doesn't scare me off. The thing is there's not a standout quarterback, and I think we can get a decent one in the second round. And I don't like Ward for the same reason I didn't like Brandon Whedon. He's an adult playing with a bunch of kids. He should be almost perfect or outstanding. I mean, can you imagine if Brady was playing against college kids right now? He'd be mopping them up. Again, Ward is an adult playing with kids. All the people on the other teams, the defenses he's facing are a bunch of 18, 19, and 20-year-olds.
Sure. But, I mean, you say that about, you know, every quarterback that's ever come out of the draft. I mean, I know that there's
a maturity level that you have between 18 and 19 and 23, 24, let alone 26.
Sure. Like, would you have taken Bo Nix? Like, knowing what we know now about Bo Nix, would you take Bo Nix in this draft?
I wouldn't have taken Bo Nix either.
Okay.
Would you rather have Shador?
I'm just being honest. Yes, I would rather him because I think there is an upside. He's not done growing yet. He's still a kid himself.
All right, Brett.
And
well, I think Shador Sanders is older than Cam Ward.
Is he really? I thought he was younger. That's my mistake.
There you go.
Be nice. Come on. Brett's just helping out the show. You don't have to run him off.
I mean, it's just uninformed people calling in. Be informed. It's the second one we've taken today of uninformed people calling in.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.